We are I. I've had a couple of people ask me lately now that I've started taking this this TRT, 100 milligrams a week, every Thursday, which ironically happens to be today and this morning, and I just took my injection about 15 minutes ago. They've asked me, you know, like, what are some of the significant things that I've noticed? And I think there's been a few significant things that I've noticed outside of the, you know, approximate 6 or 7 pounds that I've gained, and like seemingly not that a whole lot more adipose tissue. Can't say it's like all 100% lean body mass. However, there has been that weight gain, but the things that I've noticed is I've always kind of had like this nagging issue with my shoulder and just tight, but like deeply tight in my shoulder. And like, yes, I've been doing a lot of work to be able to get that flexibility, to get that mobility there. But it's always something that just kind of stuck around, lurked in the background. And for whatever reason, could be completely anecdotal, one could potentially have nothing to do with the other, is that seemingly that this is gone, which is nice because it was super annoying. Always felt it just on bench press and overhead barbell press, dumbbell military press. You know, any pressing motion where you had lots of abduction at the shoulder, getting the elbow away from the body, thinking just raising your elbow up kind of laterally or medially from your body. And just, like I said, right in that joint, but, and on the right side, little bit, maybe a little bit of inflammation, a little bit of tendonitis potentially, but again, gone, which is nice because when you're focusing on bench press of any kind or, you know, a military press of any kind, like it's the last thing that you want is this little nagging, you know, shoulder, whatever. Let's call it just X, issue X, gone. So nice, very nice. Solid, feeling a little bit more solid. And again, could this be a slight increase in lean body mass? Could this be, you know, reason X, Y, Z? I don't know, but when I just feel my body, like physically just touch it, outside of working out, outside of like training a specific muscle group and then feeling a little bit of pump that's associated with it, I just feel more solid, which is something that's extremely beneficial to me, especially when I'm playing the sports that I play or doing the activities that I like to do. Because it feeling loose, although strong, but feeling loose is not good. Feeling solid and nimble is fantastic because solid and nimble means you have a great base. You have great stability. And again, too, like we also have to take this with a grain of salt that it's not that I was unstable before or not able to be able to manipulate myself in this environment, but it always, there's always that little bit more, but you don't realize it could potentially be there until you have it. Which is kind of the zone that I feel like I'm operating in now. Also, I have just absolutely noticed that my weights are kind of back to where I feel as though they should be. Like I can see myself on the horizon of getting back to like my 315 bench press for, you know, 2-3 reps. You know, it might be in 4 to 6 months from now, but I can see that that's definitely a possibility where before it wasn't. I can see myself getting back up to my 315 squat for 3 to 5 reps, you know, maybe by the end of summer. Again, I can feel that. I can see it on the horizon. Possibly a 405 deadlift, but, you know, I really don't like deadlifting. I don't feel as though that continually chasing a heavy deadlift is something that I want to do. Now, being able to do 315 efficiently, you know, 3 plates per side, like that's something that I want to do. If I could do 3 plates per side for 8 to 10 reps, I would feel good. Like I would feel as though that's a solid base because again, now you're kind of getting into, you know, about that 2x body weight category, which is something I want to do. I want to be able to efficiently move my body. And that's the way that I always look at all of this, is that the weights that I want to lift equate to, in almost any plane of motion, in regards to my primary muscle groups, I want to be able to manipulate my body in about a 2x body weight. Now, where that becomes generally irrelevant is like a wide grip chin, a narrow grip chin, pull-ups, like, you know, anything along those lines. If that was a 1.5x, I'd be happy. You know, so when you're looking at that, it's about 8 or 10 reps with 245s, you know, on the weight belt, which to me seems like a monstrous task. It seems way harder to be able to do that for 8 or 10 reps than it would be to bench 315 or, you know, squat 315 or, you know, deadlift 315. But to be able to do the equivalent on a wide grip chin up or a pull up just seems fucking astronomically hard to me. But again, that's where I would like to go. Those are the goals. Those are the metrics. So just knowing that, in any way, shape, or form, however I want to be able to move my body, I can in with that strength and with that ease. Now, comes with that is then the support structure for the ankles, knees, hips, the shoulders, elbows, wrists. Like, you have to have the support of your joints to be able to do so. Like, there's not one without the other. You know, you can't have a heavy bench press unless you have stable shoulders. Well, if I have stable shoulders, then I have a lot of power for other things that I want to do. Anything that involves, like, pushing off or planting, say, falling. You know, say when I'm hiking, having to, like, extend myself out in an awkward position with my pack on. You know, when I'm hunting, anything along these lines, you know, stability in my wrist, you know, just be able to hold that bar steady, you know, without your wrists rolling, you know, like that's incredibly beneficial to me for things, you know, like squash, for example. So, you know, when I look at the benefit, you know, I'm in that camp that I just don't see how there couldn't be benefit, there wouldn't be benefit, and why you wouldn't do it, especially if you're athletic, because, you know, this is where I think like the ego comes into play. And you could, I realize the double-edged sword here, that you could look at it from both perspectives. But the way that I look at it is that to be like, I'm going to do this air quotes, like all natural. I'm not going to have any kind of supplementation, no TRT, no peptides, no nothing. Is that ignorant in not giving yourself the best advantage to be able to perform in the environments that you want to perform in? Now, if you look at it from the flip side of the double-edged sword, then it's just like, well, if you do these things, it's just like you're really trying to chase being, you know, better, and how egotistical is that? And it's just like, well, I think it probably depends on what side of that sword you just naturally want to lay on. I personally want to be able to do things like what I'm doing deep, deep, deep into my years. Like at 75, 80, 85, I want to still be one of those people in the backcountry that I see that are that age, that have a pack on, that are going multi-day. And I really don't see myself stacking those cards that heavy in my favor for that long. Because you have to realize at my age, that's like another 40 years. That's my entire life lived again from right now. Like, how do I want those years to be? And if I'm going to do it all natural, well, like, what classifies as natural and not? So do you get to use the sauna? Do you get to use the ice bath? Do you get to do these things? You know, how far down that rabbit hole do you go? Can you supplement with anything? Can you supplement with creatine or vitamin D? And she's like, well, yeah, those things are natural. It's like, well, yeah, well, so is testosterone. It's natural too. You're putting in extra in your body. So where do you draw that line? Can you take your greens? Is greens, you know, like an AG1 or, you know, an All Max Greens for athletes? You know, can you take that? Because again, it's hyper-concentrated doses that you would never normally be able to get except for in that supplemental form. So where do you draw that line? But I think the thing is, for me, where I draw that line, as long as you're not abusing anything. The abuse is when it becomes a problem. Like, I drink like 1 or 2 beers every couple weeks. Well, that's fine. Even the research says, you know, anything over 2 drinks a week, you're kind of getting to that, you know, shifty territory. So I'm like, well, if I have a couple drinks every few weeks, and yeah, granted, there might be sometimes it's more than that. But if, you know, the vast, vast, vast majority of the time that that's all I'm drinking, I don't see there to be a negative to that. Because in moderation, like absolute moderation. So as long as the abuse doesn't come with it, like I could, you know, take 5, 6, 7 scoops of greens a day, thinking like, well, it's so healthy, I might as well just take more, you know, but then you get into an abusive category. You could do the same thing with coffee. How many people drink 2, 3, 4, 5 cups of coffee a day? How many people put sugar in that coffee? So I guess it even comes down to that, you know, if you're going to abuse things, are you going to abuse things that are air quotes healthy for you? But then the irony becomes there is that then they no longer become healthy because you're abusing them. So if you're able to be able to regulate yourself and you can do it in a safe manner that has long-term benefit over like the quick short-term benefit. And that's the reason why that I said to my doctor, like, hey, if you ever see me like acting like some crackhead coming in here saying that, and for no legitimate reason wanting, you know, more testosterone, tell me no. He's on my schedule. What I say right now is 125 milligrams kind of research of where I should be hitting that sweet spot. So I intentionally say, okay, 100 milligrams a week. I want to go slightly below that. I just want to be able to get that little bit of a top up, but I want to go below that because I want to be on the conservative side. You know, and I definitely don't want to be one of the guys that's like 400, 500, 600 milligrams a week. Like that is absurd to me. That's more than I want to take in an entire month. Because again, I'm not interested in being that guy. I'm interested in just being the guy that has the ability to be able to live a great quality life in the later years. Because what the fuck is the point if you're not? And sure, maybe if I didn't do it, I could be there. But that's also the reason why that I sit in the sauna, I go in the ice bath, you know, I train hard, I do cardio, I lift heavy weights, I do functional training, I eat the way that I eat, all to be able to stack those cards in my favor, and it still could not make any difference. But at least I'm going to try. I'm going to be well-researched, I'm going to try to do the things that I think are the best for me, which is the only thing that you can ask of yourself too. So that's kind of a brief little synopsis. Hopefully that cures. I got a couple DMs asking how the TRT is going. So hopefully that answers some of the questions. And and enjoy your day. It's Thursday. It's early. It's dark still. It's still 4:49 a.m. So enjoy your day. Get after it. Train hard. And go get some testosterone. I'm just joking. Just be healthy, man. Be healthy.